Joining me in a studio is Jonathan Ovadia. He is the OVEX CEO of OVEX South Africa. Jonathan, a very, very good morning to you.
Thank you, Howard. Good morning to you.
All right. So we don't really, just before, we've really got 2 minutes before we go to the news, but I'm petrified of Bitcoin. And although I consider myself to be a reasonably okay intelligence-wise, I'm petrified of cryptocurrencies because I feel like I don't understand it. Is your company designed for idiots like me?
Yeah, sure. A lot of people feel that way about cryptocurrency, and it seems like quite a daunting topic.
Mm-hmm.
So our exchange makes it very easy for anyone to buy. So you can sign up, make a deposit, and buy cryptocurrency in a matter of seconds. So buying it is very easy. Mm-hmm. Understanding how it works is quite complicated. But I think a lot of people don't need to know how it understands.
I was just going
to
say, is it like driving a car and needing to understand how the motor works? Maybe I don't. I've never understood that.
Yeah, I'd say it's exactly like that. I mean, how many people know how the internet works?
Everyone
uses it on a daily basis.
Right.
Everyone relies on it. So I don't think people need to understand how it works, but the key thing to understand is that it's just digital currency and that there's no third party in between.
Right.
Which gives you all the power. So no one can seize your money. No one can take it away from you as long as you hold your keys.
Right. And also doing it through an exchange that's a recognized and safe environment takes away that element, the element of fear from you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'd want to always make sure that you trust your exchange.
Yeah. Is it possible to buy, I mean, Bitcoin at the moment, what is it trading at? More than 12,000?
Yeah, it's about 13,000. It was up 5% yesterday, 11% the day before.
Right. And do you have to buy a Bitcoin or can you buy a share of
No, so you can buy a fraction up to a millionth of a Bitcoin.
A millionth?
A millionth, yeah. So you can buy anything from 1 rand, you can buy a couple of cents worth of Bitcoin.
So that's actually also amazing because that means somebody, even, a younger person or somebody who doesn't have a lot of disposable income can actually learn to trade it through smaller amounts that actually isn't going to cost them and put them at risk greatly. But it's actually a very nice way to learn to trade this type of currency.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that it's divisible is actually a key feature of Bitcoin. And 1 millionth of a Bitcoin is known as a Satoshi. Named after the creator of Bitcoin.
Really? Did you make that up right now? Or is that a real thing?
No, that's a real thing.
So, Nati, what do you think? I don't know. I feel like he made that up. Although he was very confident the way he said
it. Yeah, exactly. Wow,
so that's a real thing. A millionth of, that is, I actually love that bit of useless, trivial knowledge. A millionth of a Bitcoin is called a Satoshi.
A Satoshi, yeah.
And that's the person who created the Bitcoin invented it.
It's the pseudonym of the person. No one really knows who Satoshi is, but... he published the white paper under the name.
Under the name? Does Satoshi mean something besides a millionth of a Bitcoin?
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool. Time is 7:30. I'm chatting to Jonathan Ovadia, and we are talking about Bitcoins. He's from a company, OVEX South Africa, and we're going to continue chatting to him. Identified. It is so true. If I was smart enough to invent Bitcoin, I would tell everybody. Jonathan, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it's incredible that he hasn't come out. He has more than, I think it's a million Bitcoin, which is worth, I think probably about 200 billion rand today, and he hasn't touched
a
cent of it.
Absolutely. Oh, so he's never sold.
He hasn't moved it, hasn't touched it, nothing. I think it's quite important. Otherwise, it would become a cult of personality, and people would find flaws in him and say, "Oh,
right,
he just
look what
created
he's doing."
It.
Right. So, tell me about OVEX. Tell me about OVEX South Africa. How did this come about?
Yeah, sure. We started about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We started developing the platform in mid 2017. We raised money from Vinnie Lingham, who's quite a big name. He's in the Shark Tank South Africa, and Lou Klassen, who's the executive director of the Bitcoin Foundation. And we just want to try and make it as easy as possible for South Africans now to join the future of finance and to buy Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
Are South Africans reticent? Are we nervous about this sort of thing?
Yeah, sure. A lot of South Africans are very, very nervous about it. But an interesting thing about South Africans and Bitcoin is South Africans have the highest percentage population of Bitcoin ownership in the world.
Seriously? Say that again? South Africa, we've got the highest?
The highest percentage of our population that own Bitcoin.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so South Africans are very excited about it. And I think they see it as a hedge against against the traditional financial system.
And maybe in terms of the incredible amount of regulatory issues around trading. Yeah, and trading other currencies, maybe that's also why it's seen as an attractive home for people's currency, for people's liquidity.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, and so just to tell me, if I wanted to go and set up an account with OVEX South Africa, what do I do?
You just go to www.ovex.io.
What is IO?
IO stands for Indian Ocean Territories, but it's just like a cool hipster.
It's very cool.
Domain.
Yeah, Zanati, didn't you think
yeah,
so?
Yeah,
I just knew it. I had no idea.
Get
but
on
when,
it.
Hey?
You get on
I know.
It
I'm going to change my website.
I'm
going to change. I have zero street cred, Zanati. Me and those hyenas. Yeah. All right. So, okay. So that's IO, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right. So OVEX, you go to OVEX.
Yeah. All you need is an email address and you type in your password and you have an account immediately.
Right.
Up to 25,000 Rand, you don't have to provide proof of identity.
Okay.
If you want to withdraw over 25,000 Rand, you then need to just provide proof of identity.
Right. And do you and how do you make payments? Is it a credit card? Is it EFT?
It's EFT, yeah.
Right. So you'd make a payment in, and then you can trade.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can, in fact, and you can trade any amount up to a I was going to say it's a sashushi. No, what is it?
What's satoshi.
Yeah, that's satoshi. It. I bet you didn't remember it either, Zanati.
I didn't.
Yeah, like
sashimi.
You looked at me.
I
was also going food groups. I was going the whole sushi route. There was not even a question in my mind. All right, so you can trade. You can trade any amount.
So we have no minimum deposit. So you can deposit 1 rand if you'd like. The minimum withdrawal is 50 rand, though.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely awesome. I've been chatting to Jonathan Ovadia. He is the CEO of OVEX South Africa, and you can go and look at their website. That's www.ovex.io, and that's that Indian Ocean web address. I think that is very, very cool. I think I'm going to register for one immediately. So that's www.ovex.io, and if you want to, if anybody's got questions, is there an email address that they can send to just to,
yeah, sure. So they
just
can,
to have a conversation?
They can reach out to us on Twitter. We're at OVEX.io.
Brilliant.
And they can email support@ovex.io if they'd like a personal question.
All right. All right. Absolutely perfect.